This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And, we have a number of calls, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Roger's in Mass.
Roger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a few questions, if I may.
Sure.
We rooted some blueberry cuttings indoors. And thinking ahead, what do you do with them in the winter?
Well, I mean, are they, so they're rooted right now, you said?
Yes.
And they're doing pretty well, or are they?
Yeah, well, you know, we lost like a third of them.
Yeah, which
the
is.
The other two-thirds doing good.
I mean, at this point, I'd really recommend getting them outside instead of overwintering them inside. The sooner you get them outside, the better at this point.
They're very small, you know.
Oh, I understand, right? It's, what are they, just like 6-8 inches?
Yes, that's about what we started with, right.
And eventually they're going to want to get into the ground, obviously. But if you want to keep them inside for the winter, that's fine too. We're looking for an area that's still going to have some, you know, some sun. Even artificial light would be okay. But we want to make sure that it has something to keep it going in the house.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not going to just put them in complete darkness or put them in the garage. That's not something you need to do. You could be, you know, keeping them inside with a grow light. Having that grow light not always on, but somewhat on, to make sure that it can continue to be established and continue to grow throughout the season.
I've got, you know, like several cuttings in a 6-inch pot.
Okay.
You know, we got like 3 of those pots, different varieties.
Yep.
Should they be repotted individually?
No, I think each one is so in each pot, are they the same varieties or that each one's a different variety?
Each pot's a different variety, right?
Yeah, so I think you can keep them in there because the biggest thing is not, you've already had the initial like 30% or so that has lost that didn't make it.
Yeah.
You still might, in some of those, have a couple of the cuttings not completely make it from this next stage, right? You might find that 2 out of the 3 are really, like, good growth, whereas a third isn't. So you might end up pruning it out. So I would leave it all in there until we get more established. I wouldn't repot it at this point because you've only taken the cuttings just, you know, recently. Where it by repotting it, you could disturb some of the new root growth that is already on there, right? So I wouldn't repot it. But, like I said, that being said, I think I'd keep them all together. Because eventually it's going to be a better. It's the way I kind of look at it is think about like a birch tree that comes in a clump form. Some of the birches, when they have five or six stems, a couple of those always die out or rot out. That's what we're doing with this blueberry. We're trying to get some of the strong ones to survive to get a bigger plant long term for you.
Okay. All right. So I'll winter them in the house. In a nice southern-facing window.
Yeah.
Okay. My other question was on roses.
Sure.
I read that they should be fertilized monthly during the growing season. But that would that apply if I was using, like, plant foam? I mean, that lasts more than a month, does it not?
Yeah, so for roses, you're looking to use something more along the lines of, like, rose tone. Right, because that is meant to last about a month and do its thing. But if you're using plant tone, there's not a lot to it. It's not like a huge amount of fertilizer where it's going to burn the plant. I think you would be all right to feed it monthly because they are such a heavier feeder during the summer, unlike like a shrub or tree. But I personally would be looking at using, you know, the rose tone or... Neptune's Harvest has a rose and flower liquid fertilizer that you could use every couple weeks, every 3-4 weeks. That would help, you know, strengthen the plant, etc. as well.
Okay, that's good. Now, my last quick question is, in a crushed stone driveway, the weeds and the grass are starting to appear through the stones.
Yep.
Is there an organic treatment that would help prevent that?
So, I mean, the majority of it is not going to be organic, right? It's not a for long-term prevention. If you want to do, you know, just killing, there are weed controls that do, you know, kill during the season, but they are not, like, season-long. The season-long, because of the fact that most organics don't have a residual, right, and that's where the long-term effects of having something that will kill for the season come into play.
Okay,
so you could use the organic, like there's a product from Natural Alternative called Adios. That's a organic way of killing the weeds. You could use... There's a weed beater FE from Bonide. That is a great one to use as well. What it does is it works with the sun and it helps dehydrate the weeds that are there so that it'll burn the leaves so that the leaves don't continue to form throughout the season. So that would be a good product to use. Either one of those would be fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Roger. You have a great rest of your day.
You also.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have a couple more calls on the line. Is that true, Nathan? All right, we'll keep on keeping on until we can get back. But great couple days here. Going to rain a bit on Tuesday, and the rest of the week's looking beautiful. We're getting to that point. It's getting close to the fall season. So don't jump the gun too bit with the lawn. I've been looking at the weather. I'm like, I just want to make my lawn look so much better. And I look at it. I'm like, I want to do it, but I can't yet. It just can't. So if you're in the same boat, we want to wait a little bit. We don't want to get over zealous, if you will, and just start getting that lawn ready. Couple more weeks, but there's a big but here. If we're looking to do a complete renovation, now's the time to start killing what is there in the yard so you can establish the lawn soon enough, right? That's what we're looking for. So it's definitely, we're on that in-between right now, just something a little bit in-between. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we definitely have plenty of time left in the show to answer a bunch of questions for you. We are going to be going to a break in just about 30 seconds here, so I'm not going to take another call at this point. But we are here for the next 45 minutes to do what we can to make you successful in the garden. So give us that call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a number of phone calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Robert's in Lubeck, Maine.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have two questions. One, how do you? What is your recommendation? What product to use to treat invasive crabgrass?
Right now, the one that I think is the one that would work the best is the Weed Beater Complete with Crabgrass Control. Now, Weed Beater Plus Crabgrass Control from Bonide. That one right there, I think, is the best when it comes to this time because it will kill the active growing crabgrass at this point in time.
What is the name of the company that makes it again?
It's Bonide.
Bonide, okay.
All right, and I believe it's called Weed Beater Plus Crabgrass.
Weed Beater Plus Crabgrass.
A lot of it needs to be with some of the younger growth on some of it, but I also think that it can indefinitely, it kills a number of other listed weeds too. Sometimes, to be honest, the best way to get rid of it is to use like a total killer, right? Like a cleanup, which is a glyphosate product. Sometimes that's the only way. The other thing is too is using a crabgrass preventer this fall. You know, a late season crabgrass preventer for next season is going to get it ready and started for a preventer. The only downfall of that is obviously you can't seed unless you use a starter fertilizer with crabgrass control, right? But I think another application of crabgrass control this time of year, late in the season, next couple of weeks, I think would be beneficial as well if it's that bad.
Yeah, because I don't put any chemicals in my yard. I don't use any pesticide, anything. You know, I've kept it very clean.
Well,
you know,
so
as far as that goes.
All of those are chemicals, unfortunately.
I only have one area of grass by the pool, That's what I'm concerned about. You know.
So the most natural way to get rid of crabgrass, to be honest, is to pick it,
And then to try and establish the lawn as a healthy lawn, that's the most effective way, to be honest with you.
Right.
Because that is going to choke out the crabgrass naturally. It's not going to you're not using chemicals. You're doing it in such a way that you're just creating a healthy lawn, and the long-term
Correct.
Effects of that are more beneficial for you.
Correct. Okay, thank you. Second question.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I planted some elderberry bushes.
Okay.
And they've taken off wonderfully. I mean, tremendous blooms in the spring, but not one elderberry. What can I do? In other words, the bushes took off. In 3 years, they've tripled in size. They're towering and they're full of blooms, beautiful pink white blooms. But I've never gotten an elderberry yet. My orchard, I have a mini orchard, about 10 apple, pear, and peach trees, an abundant crop this year and the last few years. Plenty of fruit there, but nothing on the elderberry bushes.
Now, are you fertilizing those guys at all?
Yes, I do. I fertilize them early in the season. I compost, I fertilize, and then I mulch them. When they initially flower, I do add some organic fertilizer, but I've never gotten a berry.
Okay, because sometimes too high of nitrogen in the soil can actually, it produces like a great looking plant. It just doesn't produce the fruit. So that could be part of it. How old did you say it was?
This is my third season.
Okay. So sometimes it does take 2, 3, 4 years for it to completely produce the fruit. So that could be it. When did you prune?
How do you prevent nitrogen? How do you balance the nitrogen?
So in your fertilizers, take a look for a lower dose of the nitrogen. The other thing is, here's what I want. Hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, I'll give you a little bit more because it's too quick to just say one quick thing for you. So hang tight. On the other side of the break, I'll give you more information on how to cut nitrogen to the elderberry.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA News Update. 4 people are dead, 1 missing after a house apparently exploded yesterday morning in a Pittsburgh suburb. The fire that followed destroyed 2 other homes, the cause under investigation. Federal authorities say they were told that a near collision happened between a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 and a Cessna Citation business jet. Thankfully, no one was injured. Staten Islanders are fighting back over plans to turn an assisted living center into a migrant shelter. Officials in Maui say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire now up to 93, and that only 3% of the destroyed area has been covered so far. The Lahaina wildfire being called the deadliest U.S. wildfire in over 100 years. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Robert in regards to an elderberry. Now, I had a couple follow-up questions, and I know we were talking about the nitrogen, but I think this will help as well. How many of the elderberry shrubs do you have?
Three.
Okay. And when did you prune them last?
I honestly have never really gone in there and pruned them that much. I have cut back a little bit because they're going over a walk, and I've trained them with strings to create like a tunnel effect over a walk, but I really haven't seriously prune them. They've basically taken off where they're 6 feet high now.
Okay. Well, that's okay. So some of the reasons why I was asking is so elderberry are partially self-pollinating, right? But they do better when they have multiple, two or more. So having three is perfect. And the pruning, depending upon when it was pruned, can affect the flowers, can affect everything else. So kind of rules out everything else and goes back to that nitrogen fertilizer. So what I'd be looking to do is anytime you were to use a fertilizer, if you are to use a fertilizer, on these, cut the rate in half. Right?
Cut the rate in half.
So on any fertilizer you're using for the elderberry, instead of using, let's just say you're using a liquid and it says to use 1 cup per gallon, use a half a cup. It's not going to be that much, okay, but you get the idea. Because the nitrogen can cause it to just look beautiful, big, lush, everything, but it slows down the blossoms because the plant thinks it needs to produce these leaves, produce everything. So what I'd look at also doing is maybe sticking with like a phosphate product, like the super phosphate, looking at the 0-18-0, not the like high phosphate that's 0-44-0. So you'd look for just for triple phosphate, which would be the 0-18-0. That one right there is going to help next year those blooms produce into more fruit. And you want to do that next spring early when the plant is just waking up. So beginning of April, early May, and depending upon I know you're up in Maine. I'm not sure where, so that it can,
no,
it can vary.
This place is not in Maine.
Okay.
These plants are in the end of eastern Long Island. Eastern Long Island.
Okay, so your spring is going to be a little bit earlier, not a lot earlier than where we are, but so you're talking, we're talking the end of March, beginning of April. That's when I'd want you to use the triple phosphate. That phosphate's going to help produce more root system, which is then going to help produce more fruit and flowers for your plant. So it's definitely something I would. Yeah, look for the triple phosphate. So they have two. They have a super phosphate, which is 0440, which I think is too much for what you're looking at. And there's a triple phosphate that's a 0180. So it's the triple phosphate I want you to look at.
Okay, because the bloom is fantastic for the end of May through June. It's incredible. And but then, of course, the disappointment is, where are the elderberries?
Yep. No, and I think it's age, partially. I think it needs it has too much nitrogen. And if we put this phosphorus in, it's going to help clean up everything, help build a stronger root system, which will allow it to take up the fertilizer better and produce more fruit for you long term.
Okay, thank you. I'll call you next year.
All right, I can't wait, Robert. You have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to the next phone call. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff's in Connecticut.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Short on time here, so I've got a quick question. So let's see if we can address these. So I've got a snow goose cherry tree that was planted about 4 to 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I've been watering it, and all of a sudden I've gotten some yellow leaves. I thought maybe I was overwatering it. We've had a lot of rain here, too, so kind of stopped doing that and just let the natural rain take care of the watering for now. But as I've looked at the leaves a little bit more closely, what I notice is that there's small little perforations in the leaves. If you hold them up to the light, you can almost see through the leaves. And so it looks like there was some type of maybe infestation or something from an insect. And it's the whole tree. It's all the leaves. So there are some green leaves, but as you pick off the green leaves and hold them up to the light, you can see that they've been perforated. It looks like somebody shot, you know, like a buckshot into the leaf, and it's got all these little openings in it. So, just looking for some suggestions in terms of, what to do or what to do for next year.
Okay. So, do the leaves almost look like skeletonized? And those holes, are they complete holes?
No, they're like little miniature holes in the, you know, the leaves on this tree aren't that big. The tree's only about maybe 12 foot tall. It's a thin cherry. So, no, they're like little perforations in the leaf. And like I said, if you hold it up to the light, you can see, you know, right through the holes in the leaf. But the structure of the leaf is still there intact. So definitely it's not from watering now, which I thought maybe that was the problem, because the leaves were turning red and then went yellow and then they're falling off. But like I said, I picked up a couple of green leaves and they all seem to have the same problem.
Okay. So the reason why I ask is, so what that means is it's a skeletonizing type insect. That is, it's a piercing, sucking insect. So what it does is it pierces the leaf and pulls out the chlorophyll, pulls out the green, leaving like a window on there that's skeletonized. So what that tells me, it doesn't tell me the exact insect, but what it does is it tells me which product we need to use to take care of it now, because some of those insects might be on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd be looking at using a type of oil. Like a neem oil would be good to use, a all seasons oil. One of those is the way to go to suffocate the insects that are on there, right? Because you might not see them, but they might be in the crevices, they might be in the crotches of the branching at this mm-hmm. point in time. And we want to make sure it doesn't continue to do this. So using an oil-based spray, you want to spray the tree the best you can, okay?
Okay.
Until it drips. Probably the easiest one to find would be like a horticultural oil, because you can get it in a hose end spray where you just attach it to the hose and you can spray the whole tree down. That's going to be the easiest on it. And then what I'd want you to do this fall is fertilize with a tree tone, but at half the rate that you would have in the spring. This fall, and it goes for all your shrubs and trees, everything in the fall is half the rate. But what it's going to do is it's going to give something back for the winter months to help get it through the winter to next year. Now, if we were to not spray and not do anything, those insects could overwinter in the soil and the leaves. So that's why it's important to spray now, right? The one thing that I want you to take a look at the weather. And if the temperatures are going to be above 85 degrees, don't spray yet. If it's below 85, say it's in the 70s for the day, that's the perfect day to do it. Because what ends up happening is this oil, if it's too hot, it sits on the leaves, and then the sun cooks it and actually can burn the leaves. It's basically like going out to the beach, putting oil on our skin and hoping that we're not going to get a burn, right? It's the same thing is going to happen to the tree. So that's why you want to wait. So
And this has a morning sun exposure. So after like 1 o'clock, then it goes into shade.
Yeah, the other thing you might want to look at doing is doing it in the in the evening, right? Doing it later in the day.
Okay.
Yep. So that, you know, other beneficial insects aren't in the area either.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And then what about for next year?
For next year, fertilize in the spring. Take care of it first thing. If you take care of it now, it's not going to... They shouldn't be coming back. That's the so if you take care of the insects now and spray for it, it will make sure it doesn't overwinter. It might make sense for early in the season, while the plant is dormant, before it flowers, spraying again with that same all seasons oil just to get anything that might have, that could have made it and overwintered.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
And the tree tone, so what is that and what the...
So tree tone is a product... That's a product from Espoma. So Espoma has the tones, and tree tone is the one I'd want you to use for this. And right on the back of the bag, it'll tell you, based on caliper of the tree, of how much you need to use.
Okay.
And whatever it is, just cut it in half, because in the winter, we're not trying to promote new growth. We're just trying to promote root development. And if we put full rate, it's going to act like it's spring and keep going.
And then in the spring, do you have the full rate?
Full range of it. It'll definitely help you to be successful next year.
Okay. All right, got it. When my neighbor came over, he was looking at the tree too. When we didn't know that the leaves are so bad, he actually threw like a small handful of it just around the top of the tree. Then I kind of watered it in. So I think he used tree tone because it came in a bag. It looked like an Espoma product. So
yeah, and that's fine.
Maybe
so
he needed a little fertilizer.
Yeah, it definitely does. But when you're telling me that it's skeletonized like leaves, that's bringing an insect into play.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I'm good with that. So second question was hibiscus. So I read all your stuff online that you usually put out. Try to follow, what you recommend. And last year, so I've got about 4 trees that I overwinter. They're probably, I don't know, about 3 feet high. So they came in last year in the fall, I think, when they were coming in, or maybe after. They can't recall. It's not important. But cut them back and did the either the half or did a third, and alternated over a course of different weeks, so they would get different flowering in different parts of the tree, like you recommended that I've read. So I did all that last year. The trees were beautiful over the winter, put them outside, and then notoriously the leaves always started to get a pale or a, I don't know, it's hard to describe. The leaves start to go from the green color to a very, like an opaque color, or and then eventually brown, and then they'll fall off. So then they look like, you know, terrible after they, you know, all year, all winter I've cared for them, and now they go outside and they're terrible. And in addition to that, only one of the plants has produced like maybe one flower.
Okay.
But that's no flower.
Hang tight for me on the other side of the break. We'll go over the rest of it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Before the break, we were talking with Jeff in regards to his hibiscus. A little bit of it got cut off here. So you've taken care of them, brought them inside, did everything they should. They look great. Different times of the season. Then they go outside. They start to turn almost like a light green, like an opaque color. And then they turn brown.
And the leaves fall off.
And then
come on.
Does the next step, they start to come back after that?
Yeah, they look pretty good again. Some of them are actually throwing like single shoots up. I didn't know if I should cut those off to foster growth underneath since I trimmed them back in fall. So I didn't want to cut anything yet, but still, you know, not getting really any flowers to speak of. I think like they've gotten maybe two on one of the plants.
So what tends to happen with the hibiscus is when it has a change in location, such as going from inside to outside, it will tend to turn the yellow leaves and then drop off, right? It's a number of things. It's the sudden temperature change, because inside is consistent across the board. It's usually the same temperature throughout the day, right, or it just drops a little bit at night. Whereas outside, it has the fluctuation. And so one of the things I would look to do for you with that hibiscus is wait as long as you can before you put it outside next season. And try to get it so the temperatures are consistent and staying the same, where there's not a huge temperature change from morning to night, right? There's not like a 20-30 temperature change, because that can do it. Make sure, you know, it wants direct sun, but it doesn't want, you know, 100% of the sun. If it can get a little bit of shade during the day, that is helpful for it.
Okay.
And then there could be a nutrient deficiency in the soil. To really fix that, use like a 10-10-10 all-purpose fertilizer. That's what I would do. You can use it in a liquid or powdered form to help build up its all the nutrients in general. But this tends to happen every time there's a change in season and we bring a plant from inside to outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you think it's more of an environmental thing?
Where I really do
it's moving
think...
And then it takes a while to get used to the outside.
And then it comes back, and then, yeah.
Yeah, and then it doesn't produce the flowers.
Exactly, and the other thing is, too, is some of the rain that we've had outside has been so heavy that I've noticed some of the plants, you know, I have a couple houseplants outside, that the leaves are just getting beat up from it. Mm-hmm. And so the environment is taking it, doing a lot of the damage to it. So I just think environmentally that's part of it. And then nutrient-wise, look at doing like a 10-10-10 fertilizer every few weeks, every 2 to 3 weeks, if you do the liquid form. So that way, it's getting the nutrients to bring it back a little bit quicker.
Okay.
All right. And just watch how you are watering. You know, it being outside, it's going to get the rainwater, obviously, but we don't want it to dry out in between. Sometimes that affects it as well and will cause the plant to have issues because it's overwatered at one point from all the rain and then it's underwatered in between because it's so hot and dry in between those times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I do get yellow leaves that show up and then I just pull those off.
Yeah.
I think that might be from maybe too much watering or because of the bad.
It could be a little bit of both. It definitely could, but I think the major issue here is just the change in location. All right?
Okay. And then fertilizing this time of the year, every week do you do?
Every 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Every 2 to 3 with a 10-10-10 liquid.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Yep. Very good.
Sounds good. Thanks,
okay,
Jeff.
We'll give that a try. Hopefully get some flowers. Okay.
Good luck. Patrick. Hope it works out for you.
Thank
Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap up the show. I would be, I should have made some mentions earlier, but today is the 5th year anniversary of my father passing. Not a day goes by that I do not think about him and what he's done to get me to my point in life. You know, next week will be my actual 5th year fully with you guys doing the show. But I did want to say, you know, I love you, Dad. I miss you. We're going to be down here doing what we can to keep your legacy alive. Until next week, guys, have a great one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.